Monsanto is one of the biggest names in agriculture. It says it's considering fighting the plant board's decision with a number of options to try to get dicamba back into Arkansas next year. A 7-hour meeting of the state plant board on Thursday ended with a unanimous vote to accept the recommendation of a task force and ban farm applications of dicamba after April 15th. But dicamba is being used successfully in a bunch of other states, says Ty Vaughn, Global Regulatory Vice President for Monsanto.
Our main goal here is to allow growers in Arkansas to have the same access to dicamba. And so their proposal to take the task force recommendation of that ban is troubling, and it really disadvantages growers in Arkansas.
A task force created by the governor and then the state plant board decided to pursue the ban after hundreds of complaints that debris from the weed killer was finding its way to other farms and damaging crops not bred to withstand the herbicide. Vaughn says the company's own tests don't support this.
We've conducted testing of over 1,200 distinct tests in controlled environments and in controlled field settings, as well as 25 field studies. And none of that data comes back indicating that volatility would have caused the symptomology that was seen this year.
Vaughn says there may have been some application errors involving buffers and wind speeds and directions, and the company can help with educational efforts to make sure dicamba is being applied properly. The ban is not a done deal. An all-day public hearing is set for November 8th, and the proposed ban still needs to go before the state legislature. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.